whether it's on masks, whether it's on how this started, whether it is on how we needed to mitigate the damages. You know, Dr. Fauci has been flip-flopping. I mean, there's more flip-flops on Dr. Fauci than you'll find on a North Carolina beach in July.
A North Carolina beach in July flip-flops, a beach flip-flopping. Oh, I think I understand. Anthony Fauci and ZZ Top. Oh, how. Yes, Anthony Fauci, I think, has seen better days in terms of his career status, his stature as a Washington bureaucratic celebrity. We have bureaucratic celebrities in Washington. It happens from time to time. Well, we got a bunch of, you know, see, AOC, she's kind of a, she's a government celebrity, right? Because, you know, she could have been on a TV show or something like updated Charlie's Angels, something like that. Maybe not smart enough to be an actress. That's quite possible. But she's a celebrity, too. And, you know, Barack Obama, he was a celebrity. Really, the whole thing is a television show. And speaking of which, at the White House, no celebrities, they say, well, this isn't a celebrity White House. And then immediately thereafter, it turned into a little celebrity fest with, what was it, Vanity Fair magazine again? And Annie Leibovitz, the celebrity photographer, showing up at the White House. But we'll get into that because they deny whatever they're denying. It's usually what they're doing, even at that moment. It's a remarkable thing. Yes, yes, it is. Truly remarkable stuff. Anthony Fauci, he's not having a good go of things right now. And, you know, he's always been able to get by with a smile and a little twinkle in the eye. And the news media always loved him. Ho, ho, ho. They see each other at Martha's Vineyard in the summer. And they see each other at garden parties in Georgetown and elsewhere during the course of the year. And it's, oh, that's how he's on television a lot, you see. That makes all the difference in the world in Washington because that's just the way things are around here. But old Fauci, he turns out he's got more versions of more stories. I had to tell you, his wife should start worrying at this point, the way he's getting caught flip-flopping and all kinds of things. Everybody should be worried about this guy. But he stuck around too long. This is really his problem. He thought, oh, good, you know, okay, good. At the end of my career, one more virus is loose on the planet. I can be the star again. Little did he know, the political landscape has changed very significantly since he obtained his celebrity status by way of bureaucracy and media in Washington, D.C. And he should have bowed out long ago. He could have bowed out a hero before this thing came along. And even in the beginning, in the early phases of this, you know, what's her name? Dr. Deborah Birx, the scarf. Remember the scarf? Boy, she disappeared. She's in New Zealand. She lives down the street from Matt Lauer, I think. I don't think she's really in New Zealand, but she disappeared. She's in the witness protection program. She had had enough fun, and she decided to move on. I think she recognized that this was an expletive deleted storm that you don't want to be standing in the middle of because you might get some expletive deleted on you. And she made her way out. She ditched. She's out of here. And she made the right call. All she has to do is, go someplace and stop wearing scarves, and she can be anonymous forever. It'll be okay. Fauci, on the other hand, he loved the camera too much. He wanted to be quarterback one more time, you know, that championship season. And he stayed too long. And now he's beginning to, I would assume he's beginning to regret it. But he goes on CNN, and you know, even the fake anchor, Fanker, John Berman yesterday, dedicated Democratic Party apparatchik, he actually asked Fauci about the emails. It was a very gentle, ginger question, the kind you might ask your uncle or something. And Fauci laughed and, squinted and rolled around in his chair a little. Well, I got, 10,000 emails. What am I supposed to do, read them all? Then there's another email out there of Fauci full of detail about the laboratory in Wuhan. And he said it was too long to read. The email was too long to read. This is not going very well. You know, the thing is, it's forget about how well it's going for him. There are nearly, what are we at, 600,000 American deaths attributed to the death from the city of Wuhan. And And what is you know, what's what where's where really the biggest scandal of all, and it's percolated to the surface once again. Oh yes, we're of course at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. The catastrophic failure, the criminal failure of our fraudulent news media, of our just in the back pocket of the Democrat Party and apparently the Chinese Communist Party as well. You know, these big corporations like ABC and the Disney, and they've got all kinds of ties to communist China because they like slavery. They like slave labor. They like really cheap labor, and China provides that. And now they're going to have a three-child policy instead of a two-child policy or one-child policy because they need workers. So they're going to have the workers procreate more, so they'll have more workers. This is like an ant farm that they're building over there, and it's very creepy. And nobody here even says anything about this creepy stuff because, well, the big corporations, fear of China. There's a great deal of fear. Media companies terrified of China. And it's a really a disgraceful time that we're in right now, no doubt about it. But the Fauci situation and the news media, our news media, this is even Geraldo Rivera was on the television saying this is the biggest scandal of, I think he said, the century or something. It's a young century. It's hard to say if he's talking about the last 100 years or just the last 21 years, but it is. This is a scandal of epic proportion. There are 3.5 million people whose deaths have been attributed to the virus from Wuhan, and they were telling us all along. And you know, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not Albert Einstein. I just looked last year at the facts, few though they may have been, and all of the conflicting voices and people yelling at each other. And when you turned the volume down and looked at the facts more than a year ago, you had to raise an eyebrow at the fact that this allegedly bat-based, animal-based coronavirus came from the only city in China that has a Chinese communist government facility that studies bat viruses and coronaviruses. Coincidence? I don't know. They have those sloppy, disgusting wet markets all over the country, and there's one down the street. Yeah, it came from there. It came from there. Classic misdirection, right? Classic misdirection. It's just completely ridiculous. It's like chocolate coming from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Nothing could be more obvious. Wait a minute. We're just down the road from Hershey's, Pennsylvania, and there's a kid with chocolate all over his face. I wonder if we can put the pieces together. Let's call Sherlock Holmes, maybe Columbo, maybe Miss Marple, maybe a team of detectives needs to be called in. Or you can just, there's the Occam's razor thing. This was not tough to piece together, that this is at least one of the major likelihoods, major possibilities, if you're looking at the origins of this thing. And our news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, shouted down anyone that spoke the truth. Senator Tom Cotton was onto this quite early. He's a Harvard Law School man, you know, he's Harvard Law School, and a decorated combat veteran, and he's a United States Senator, and he's a smart guy, but they don't like him because he's from Arkansas. And even though he went to Harvard Law School, he wasn't Ivy League undergrad, and he's from Arkansas. It might have been affirmative action or something like that at Harvard Law School. So they don't listen to him. In fact, they made the editorial page editor of the New York Times leave. They basically chased him out of there, throwing rocks and bottles at him because he allowed Tom Cotton to publish an op-ed in the New York Times. Unrelated, that was about the Democrats burning our cities from coast to coast and bringing in the military. Our media is, and that is another example of how corrupt our media is. Senator Tom Cotton, combat vet, raises question about National Guard in the streets of American cities when riots are burning and looting and, you know, sacking our cities from coast to coast. And what happens? They destroy the career of the guy that allowed the senator to write an op-ed and publish it in the New York Times, because that's our media. This is not a fair and balanced media. This is not a legitimate media. It's a very corrupt media. The New York Times is corrupt. CNN is corrupt. ABC News is corrupt. NBC News is ridiculously, laughingly corrupt. It's an amazing thing to see. And now we've got a big update, because yesterday another big news story broke on the Wuhan story. And you'll never guess. You'll never guess who broke the story. Vanity Fair magazine. Lab leak theory, colon. They love their colons. Inside the fight to uncover COVID-19 origins, right? Throughout 2020, the notion that the novel coronavirus leaked from a lab was off limits. Why was it off limits, you little fascists? Catherine Eban wrote the story. Those who dared push for transparency say toxic politics and hidden agendas kept us in the dark. Well, that's the media. But now we've got Vanity Fair. Doesn't Vanity Fair like do fluff things on like transgender people wearing funny clothes? Isn't that their thing? You know, they're not exactly the New York Times. And the Washington Post and ABC News and the rest of them, where are they on this story? Where have they been on this story? They've been actively covering it up and actively attacking anyone that told the truth. And it does keep reminding me or raise the right questions, which is the starting point of all investigations and of all journalism, just by the way, is asking the right questions, and then you pursue the answers. But that didn't happen. And it wasn't a catastrophic failure. It was by design. This was about destroying President Trump. And if you're blaming President Trump, which they were, for the death, then you couldn't also point the finger at China, where it originated. And you certainly couldn't point to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, where they were working on coronaviruses born of bats, because that would maybe look coincidental. And you wouldn't want to raise an eyebrow at communist China, because the left here defends communist China. They just hate Trump. Slavery in China, they're okay with. The, you know, one-child policy, drowning the girls, they're okay with. Joe Biden said he was okay with that. And they're okay with all of that. They just hate America. They're not on our side. And so Vanity Fair, with this kind of extraordinary story by one person, Catherine Eban, and she talked to all kinds of people, and, you know, it turns out that some of our leading doctors raising questions were getting death threats from other scientists, getting death threats. And people that we know, I'm going to get into this story because it's a pretty amazing story, getting death threats. Dr. Robert Redfield, who was the director of CDC, raised the question, and he was getting death threats from fellow scientists. Oh, man, this is sick. This is, you know, and what it is, here's the two-word answer. The left. It's the left. You know, these weren't conservative doctors that were threatening Dr. Redfield's life, threatening to murder him. This is the left. They call themselves scientists, but they're the left, and they were threatening to murder. You know, this guy, he's got like the C. Everett Koop beard, you know, the little the kind of Amish beard, and, you know, you've seen him 1,000 times in the last year or so. And he revealed not to the New York Times or to CNN, he revealed to Vanity Fair magazine, because they're the only ones that asked. And that's kind of a big problem. Our media, this is, you know, this is, I'm beginning, who was I talking to yesterday? Looking at all this stuff, you know, Hillary Clinton can't lose, Trump can't win, Trump's a Russian agent, all of his people are Russian operatives. You know, the Mueller investigation is a good, legitimate investigation. Everything's a lie. I mean, all the big stuff is a lie. You know, the WMDs in Iraq. I'm beginning to think that Watergate never happened, that it was just ginned up, that it was a fake story. Because how far back does this go? I mean, you guys have been getting all the big stuff wrong forever and ever. Yet, remember the Covington Catholic school kids, they were too lazy to watch the video. That was too complicated for them. They could have gotten the story right if they had just spent 45 minutes watching the video. I did, and I came, and that happened over a weekend. And on Monday morning, I had the story completely right because I took the few minutes to watch the video. The entirety of the American news media didn't. CNN, NBC got sued. I hope they lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Nick Sandman, the high school kid that they hated because he had a MAGA hat on. You know, this is not a legitimate news media we have. And for more than a year, and now everybody's saying, oh, well, sure, you know, yeah, of course, that's always been a possibility. I said, you guys are psychopaths, I got to tell you. You pretend that you're in journalism. You're not truth seekers or truth tellers. You're frauds and liars. And now you've been shown up again by Vanity Stinking Fair magazine, which does cover stories on trans teens, and they're mopping the floor with the New York Times and the Washington Post. and CNN is a joke. I've got a bunch of good stuff for you on that today. The lab leak theory, it's back with a vengeance, as it were. And we got an entire header for you today. Racism is bad, cops are bad, question mark. Oh, yeah, you see Andrew Yang? He's running for mayor of New York. It's not going very well. That's coming up. AOC thinks the key to fighting crime is ending prison. See, that's more criminals on the street, less crime. See how that works? Seems a little counterintuitive, but that's because she's as dumb as a rock. Boy, and she started to call prisons garbage disposals. Did you see this? We know that garbage disposals confuse her. Joe Biden took the day off yesterday because he's the first president who takes Thursdays off. It was his wife's birthday, but the press got an opportunity to quiz him. You'll never guess what they asked. Good stuff. We got climate news. We've got Where's Kamala? It's like becoming Where's Waldo. She's doing a marvelous job of doing nothing. She has so much on her plate that none of it is getting done. And the news media is praising her for it because they're not a legitimate news media. We're at 888-630-9625. And the today's January 6th riot story in the Washington Post, I'll have that coming up for you, too.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Great many absurdities to get to today. Stay right there. Right now, let's go to the phones. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Andrew, calling from Manassas, Virginia. Andrew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. So Larry had a caller, Dave, who was saying, hey, you know, regardless of where this came from, this lab leak theory, it's what our government did with it. And I thought that was brilliant. He was right. But it's also applicable to the Chinese. The Chinese knew they had this virus running through Wuhan, regardless of where it came from. It's provable they banned travel within China, but they allowed their citizens to travel out of the Wuhan district to other countries internationally. Basically, as I said to your call screener, turn their own citizens into smallpox-infected blankets to infect the world.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. That's true. They restricted air travel and train travel and other travel out of the city of Wuhan to other cities in China. But the flights were taking off daily for Italy, and then Italy became a hotbed in Europe. And you're absolutely right. I studied this stuff in my previous life when I was a straight news guy, and I covered the military and the intelligence community. And my office was in the Pentagon for 10 years and was briefed on all this stuff again and again. And terror groups looked at infecting suicidal lunatics with things like smallpox, putting them on airplanes out of major airports in Europe, long-haul planes, big planes, you're on for hours and hours, and having them cough and sneeze up a storm to spread. This is something that that terror groups have plotted to do, have schemed to do. And what happened in Wuhan is remarkably similar to that kind of a sinister plot. And wait till you hear what Fauci had to say about this.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Fauci is having a bad week. I was texting with a friend yesterday who says that said he thinks that they're setting up Fauci to take the fall. And I don't know, these guys really don't take the fall. You know, they wrote the rules. The rules protect themselves. And, you know, look at Governor Cuomo. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Hillary Clinton. These people don't take the fall. Other people take the fall. They wrote the rules. They have information dominance. They control the mass media and the news media and the social media. They don't take the fall. But we'll see. He may have to go away, you know, and say, gosh, I thought I was doing the best thing. And then smile and a twinkle in the eye. And the media will say, oh, Tony Fauci, what a great career. And they'll talk about how wonderful he was. Because this really, in the end, was all about getting Trump. And they couldn't blame China. See, Trump was pointing the finger at China and at the laboratory. In fact, Michael, I don't know if we have old audio of President Trump mentioning the laboratory, but President Trump talked about the laboratory, and now the laboratory is all the rage, right? Then they, meaning them, the left, the media, but I repeat myself, the Democratic Party, they didn't want, they were very protective of communist China for whatever set of reasons. But it was about pointing the finger at Trump and yelling, Trump did it, Trump did it. All these deaths, MSNBC, every COVID death was Trump's fault. You know, there's a virus loose on the planet afflicting everyone. I think the highest mortality rate is in Peru as we speak. And I guess that's Trump's fault too. And China has no responsibility whatsoever, no culpability at all. Because the media is so corrupt, so spectacularly corrupt. And how many giant stories are you corrupt media people going to get just completely wrong, 180 degrees off of right, from Hillary Clinton and President Trump, not President Hillary Clinton, waking up again today face down in a pool of her own vomit on the kitchen floor of one of her many mansions, the Secret Service tisking over her once again. Per Hillary with a dog over on the side doing a little. It is really just an appalling thing. And then the Russian collusion, they fed us Russian collusion forever and ever. And it was all a lie. And how did I look at the facts then? And I mean, first of all, I looked at the facts and I said, no, I think Trump can win this election. Not a single fake mainstream news media person said that. I actually, after the election, had a much to his credit, had a liberal call in, a Hillary and Obama voter call in and say, you know, I called in and called you names for saying that Trump could win, but you were right. And as well, you know, he fell victim to the news media, which lies constantly about everything. And if you depend on them, you know, they're like in the Matrix. They're the blue pill. They're the fantasy world. And I'm the red pill. And talk radio, a few outlets are the red pill, the truth pill. And these people lie and lie and lie. And how is it that I don't even mean to be thronging my own rind here. This is not about breaking my arm to pat myself on the back. How can I get all this stuff right about Trump being able to win, about the real signs showed there was no Russian collusion? And then it turned out, again, Devin Nunes, congressman, was turned into a laughingstock in this corrupt, filthy city by corrupt, filthy people because he spoke the truth. And nothing gets you in trouble like the truth, as I like to say. He spoke the truth about Hillary Clinton's opposition research being misrepresented by the FBI and J. Edgar Comey to the FISA courts so they could spy on Trump's inner circle, get these spy warrants, the FISA warrants. And it was all fake. They lied to the FISA courts again and again. It's just, you remember when James Clapper lied about not spying on the American people under oath twice before Congress? No culpability whatsoever. No ramifications, no repercussions for him. And J. Edgar Comey, who leaked to the New York Times and said it was his diary, like it's the best of bread, nothing could be more ridiculous. He lied, he cheated, he engaged in illegal leaking to undermine the elected president of the United States. He lied to the FISA courts. He used Hillary Clinton's opposition research, which he knew to be false. He knew that the primary source was already determined to be unreliable by the FBI, and they went ahead and used it again and again anyway, so they could spy on the political enemies of Comey's party. Now, the media lied. Oh, he's a lifelong Republican. If he had been, that all stopped when Trump came along, and then he abused his power to undermine the elected president of the United States, and he lied to the FISA courts, and he lied to the American people, and he leaked classified information about the FBI director's briefing to the president-elect. And he was doing it with ill intent and political purpose. And the news media just every step of the way. Wrong, 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 false, false, false. And everything, the Covington Catholic kids, that's because they hate Trump. All right, and you got that toothless drunk wandering around like a jellyfish in front of the Lincoln Memorial, babbling incoherently to himself, banging on a coffee can or something. And they treated him like he's the chief of the Sioux Nations and some kind of great American, Vietnam Times vet. Remember that? Vietnam Times vet. So they called him a decorated Vietnam war hero and stuff. Never went to Vietnam. The Covington Catholic kids were the villains, and Nick Sandman was the bad guy. And it was never true. All they had to do was look at the video. Our media is just a catastrophic flop. There's no accountability. They get awards, they get promotions for this stuff. It's something to see. It definitely is. We've got updates now because the latest thing is the Wuhan laboratory and the origins of the COVID virus. But again, they were blaming Trump, and Trump was pointing the finger at China. So if they said, well, Trump's right, you know, we got to look at the laboratory, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, then they would stop attacking. They'd have to, for a moment at least, take a breath and stop attacking Trump. And they couldn't bring themselves to do that because they're that filthy, rotten, to the core corrupt. That's a problem that we have. It is. Speaking of corrupt media and hero worship, Democratic Party hero worship, it was May 18th, so a couple of weeks ago and a half. The New York Times had a big story praising, you'll be surprised to learn, the Biden White House and the Biden administration and the Democrats, who they worship as though they have murdered God and they've replaced God with the Democratic Party, because that's essentially what they've done. The New York Times, in Biden White House, the celebrity staff is a thing of the past. I'm sorry, what? President Biden is undoing a long-standing Washington tradition in which staff members enjoy their own infracted fame. Their own fame. Is that what happened during the Trump years? Am I missing something? But they're praising them for being modest and humble and not seeking the spotlight. How completely absurd. It's because they have a bunch of numbskulls as cabinet members, you know, these dim-witted people. You know, over at the Pentagon, the defense secretary is trying to turn the military transgender, and that's beyond that, I'm not aware that he's done anything. Lloyd Austin, who's disgraced himself really since he became defense secretary, a former four-star Army general, not really doing it well. And everybody's a racist, and he's, you know, looking for white supremacists in the military or something like that. He's an African-American guy. And you have this numbskull as Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. And he's going around the world apologizing, you know, back to the Obama-Biden days. And name another, you know, then you got the people cheating and with their investments, the energy secretary, you know, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, and their millions in investments in battery, electric car battery company that she's directing money to that company and that industry, government money, taxpayer money. And that's all okay. That's not a scandal because, you know, nothing is a scandal with Democrats. They can leave women upside down dead in cars in the water, and that's not a scandal. It's quite a remarkable thing. And then still run for president, not a thing at all. So the New York Times is praising them for not having celebrity things, and you know, they're not going to be celebrity. Yesterday at the White House, Nancy Cook tweeted, spotted, in all capital letters, spotted, the word spotted, spotted at the White House, Annie Leibovitz, who was hired to photograph Jen Psaki for an upcoming magazine profile. See, an upcoming magazine. So Annie Leibovitz, probably the most famous photographer in the world. And she's a leftist, of course, and kind of a little freak show. But she takes good pictures. Now, you know, Jen Psaki is going to need a good photographer and some lighting. Some lighting. It's possible that, you know, what was it that was said by a Reagan staffer about Andrea Mitchell in the back of a helicopter one night? Why, Andrea, the dark flatters you. Mark Weinberg of the Reagan White House said to Andrea Mitchell in the back of a helicopter late one night, Andrea, yelling, got to yell at the top of your lungs, you're in the back of a military helicopter, the dark flatters you. And, you know, it's going to take Annie Leibovitz and a team of lighting technicians to get Colonel Kleb from Russia with love for her magazine profile. Now, hang on a second, because didn't we just have a fashion model first lady living in the White House, a multilingual international fashion model living in the White House as first lady for 4 years? Not a single magazine cover in 4 years for her. Every time she was mentioned in the press, she was attacked. And she's smarter than all of the reporter idiots that they assigned to attack her, and obviously more beautiful than any of the reporter idiots that they hired to attack her. She was Melania Trump. And they attacked her and smeared her. They did not praise and put her on the cover of magazines. You know, Michelle Obama was on the cover of 8 magazines a week. If there were daily magazines, she was on the cover of those magazines daily. And they were all in praise. Oh, look at her forearms. Man, look at her biceps. She's like a tow truck. She makes Larry Holmes look like Squiggly Wiggly. This is pretty amazing stuff. And then Kate Bennett has a Twitter account also. She tweeted, after a 4-year hiatus, Vogue magazine returns to one of its favorite haunts, colon. They love their colons. The White House. In addition to shoots already for VP and FLOTUS, upcoming August issue, photographer Annie Leibovitz is back to do to take a portrait of Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki. So here are all the worlds, you know, they own it's information dominance, and they're corrupt. Now, you know, the black unemployment rate is going to skyrocket, already has under Biden, and the Hispanic unemployment rate, and the borders are open, and the children are screaming like Silence of the Lambs along our border, and all of this stuff, and they're all just glowing. He's just doing a great job. Homicides are skyrocketing in Democrat cities from coast to coast, overwhelmingly. People of color being murdered overwhelmingly by other people of color. Not a news story. Bad things skyrocketing under Joe Biden. Good things skyrocketing under Donald Trump. He did tweet things that angered the press. Kate Bennett continued, though Leibovitz never shot Melania Trump during her tenure as FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States. She did shoot this portrait of Stormy Daniels for the 2018 issue of Vogue. Stormy Daniels, a trampy woman who accused President Trump of things. I don't know if Annie Leibovitz ever shot portraits of Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick, who Bill Clinton raped. If Annie Leibovitz shot portraits of the women that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted, hands under the thing. How about, she's been erased from history. The Joe Biden staffer on Capitol Hill, Joe Biden jammed his hands down her pants and sexually assaulted her. She was a staffer working for him at the time. A very credible source. And I don't think Annie Leibovitz has ever shot a picture of her. Why would that be something that Vogue magazine or Teen Vogue or Annie Leibovitz or any of these people would have anything to do with? It's because they're propaganda outlets, Soviet-style propaganda outlets. And again, Jill Biden, perfectly nice person, I'm sure. Not a doctor, of course, but, perfectly nice person. Yesterday was her birthday, apparently her 70th birthday. So Joe Biden, the president of the United States, he took the day off because it's not like he's got anything to do. He put everything on Kamala's plate, you know. In fact, there is kind of an amusing story from the, this is another It's Good to Be a Democrat story. Remarkable stuff. Another story from the Daily Mail, and this is pretty funny. I'm glad somebody is covering it properly. It's the British media. The headline is in the Daily Mail, Kamala, that's Kamala Harris, in case you're confusing her with another Kamala. Kamala lands her sixth job under Biden, colon. I love their colons. And the word sixth is in all caps. VP now has responsibility for the border, voting rights, a vaccine tour, space, a pro-union task force, and broadband. Is that all? I think she's more. Now, I'm just wondering what Joe Biden is doing for a living. Oh, he took yesterday off. He takes Thursdays off now. He was out riding a bike with his friends, the news media. And so Kamala, see, here's the thing, and the media is going to praise her for having so much on her plate. The interesting thing is she's not doing anything about anything. Trump created millions and millions of jobs for Americans. Biden created jobs for Kamala. That's pretty funny. Oh, man. That's right. President Trump created millions and millions of jobs for Michael Piercy this morning. Trump created millions of jobs for Americans. Biden created jobs for Kamala. Now, Biden doesn't have any jobs of his own. He's going to have to cancel this summit with Putin, too, by the way. And I've got that for you today, too. Asked about the attacks on our infrastructure in the United States. The White House yesterday said to corporate America, you're on your own. We suck. We're out riding bikes and eating ice cream. We're pretending that we're fixing things when we're breaking them. So, hey, corporate America, when the Russians are targeting you and hacking you and extorting millions from you, you're on your own. That's the word from the White House yesterday. Got that. And Kamala, she's got six jobs. She's not doing any of them. But that doesn't matter because the media will praise her just for the list. And they'll guffaw and say, wow, how does she do it? And the answer, you will know, is she doesn't.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, we got so much good stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get to it all. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Robert calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, you know, like you tell us, man, every day is an IQ test. And, you know, the American people can't be more ignorant to take a year to figure this out. I mean, this was obvious from the get-go. I mean, what are you going to tell me next, Chris, that all them ballots they pulled out from underneath the table in Georgia that were fraudulent? Oh, you're not going to tell me next that they stole an election? Come on, Chris. This is shocking.
Yeah, it's an amazing world, isn't it? You're right. We live in a world where the left, the Democrats, who once again enjoy information dominance, live in a parallel universe, and it rarely comes into contact with the reality. And even the obvious. I mean, you're so right about the city of Wuhan has the only security level 4 bio research facility in the entire nation of China. We are sending money to them so they can work on coronaviruses. And then there's debate as to exactly and specifically what that money was used for. But we keep getting the slow roll on this. You notice this, Robert? Everything, every step is like pulling teeth. And with Fauci, with the government everywhere, it's like pulling teeth. Why is that, do you think?
Because the American people are absolute stupid people, Chris. You can no longer deny this. To fall for this scam, I mean, if you just take it on its thing, okay, China's lab killed 500,000 Americans. Why haven't we blown them off the face of the earth? Then they take it and they use it to you get mail-in ballots. Obvious what was going to take place with mail-in ballots. Then they steal an election. And the American people, now they're giving you all a bunch of freaking shots. They ain't giving you nothing more than the flu shot. And the stupid American people go along with it and do it. They go over there, they let them stick a 6-inch Q-tip up their nose, give them a free DNA sample. You wouldn't do that without a search warrant in any other case. But the stupid American people line up, give them a free DNA sample. Now they've got your DNA, and they've done nothing. I mean, it's just American people are stupid, Chris. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Robert in Waldorf. All right, good Friday call. Excellent stuff. You know, it's the Democrats have always operated under the P.T. Barnum adage that no one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. They depend on, and then they dumb down our education to make sure that they keep people that way.